Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Barça Blaugranas podcast. My name is Josh. Last week, we took a week off, and I gotta say, it was mainly because I didn't want to have to talk about La Liga and Atletico Madrid and Luis Suarez winning the league. Yes, we've all seen the pictures. The year after Barcelona let David Villa go, he won the league with Atletico Madrid. They let Luis Suarez go, he wins La Liga with Atletico Madrid. And he still seems like he has some, like a little bit of pent up, you know, hurt feelings, frustration, maybe, you know. And listen, who can blame him? He said, quote, "I will always be grateful to Barcelona, but they used me." Come on, Luis. "I had no problem. One is aware when they are no longer useful in a club. Koeman, after saying that he did not count on me, then told me personally, if tomorrow is not solved, I will count on you against Villarreal. I saw that he had no personality." "To say that I had an influence when in the meetings of all the captains, I had no idea what they were talking about. At the moment they wanted Messi to stay, they called me to convince him to talk to Griezmann. Why didn't they call me when they wanted me to leave? Let them come and explain it to me, for the coach to come and tell me he doesn't count on me because he wants another striker." Turned out pretty well for him, you know, scored 21 goals, wins La Liga. I mean, I don't have much to say about that. I do think it's kind of funny. And listen, I don't blame him. I'd be pissed too, because he probably still kind of wishes he was at Barcelona. And Barcelona probably still definitely, yes, could have used him this year. So whatever. There's no point talking about it. Let's talk about off-season stuff. Lionel Messi has finally received a contract offer from Barcelona. Messi has been offered a deal that would see him spend the next 2 years at the Camp Nou before pretending. Then head to the United States to play and be Barcelona's ambassador before finally coming back home to be a part of the club's, quote, football area. So, I mean, this is kind of, you know, this is to be expected. 2 years at the Camp Nou, head to the United States, play in MLS, maybe for Inter Miami, and then go back to Barcelona to be some sort of spokesman, head honcho guy, whatever. I am kind of surprised that there's not some sort of rumor about maybe him going to Argentina in a couple of years instead of the United States, but I guess there's more money in the U.S. than there is in Argentina, so who could really blame him? There's not really a ton of other messy news. I mean, I guess we got to talk about the manager stuff. I really don't want to talk about this because it seems like every day there's some sort of new Barcelona prefer this guy, that guy. It was Hansi Flick. It was Jurgen Klopp, and those were ridiculous. Klopp is clearly staying at Liverpool, and Flick was the only club he would ever leave Bayern Munich for is not a club at all, and it's the German national team, which he's taking over after UEFA, or after the Euros, sorry. And this happens at Barcelona, obviously, is you start considering who the next manager is going to be, even though you still technically have a current manager. And I do think it's a little bit interesting that basically, I imagine the meetings with Koeman are basically like, listen, we're letting you go if we can get Pep Guardiola. Like, clearly they're not saying that, but who else are they going to get? Like, they're not, if Guardiola wins the Champions League this weekend, then maybe you have a shot at him. But if you're Guardiola, do you really want to come back? Like, I know your old buddy's back in charge, but like, what's the upside? It doesn't, like, cool, you win more with Barcelona, or the downside is you get sacked in 2 years. So it's like, I don't know, man. They're in a weird spot. They're not getting, like, Roberto Martinez is another name that's been floated out there. Let's see who else. Who else has been floated out there? We got Roberto Martinez. I mean, I guess because he just got not sacked, but he just let go. Okay, here we go. So there's a report that says we asked Koeman apparently on Tuesday to wait 15 days to talk about possible replacements. The only way that Koeman will continue and see out a second year of his contract is if those talks do not end in agreement. So, yes, that's, you know, that's to be somewhat expected. Although if they actually told him that, I think that's kind of funny. So Roberto Martinez would not be some sort of upgrade. Like, he's been okay at Belgium, but I'm not going to... I don't freaking know, man. Like, if you get Pep, you obviously take him. But what sort of alternative do you have besides Pep? Like, apparently Xavi's still not coming. I don't know. This whole thing is an absolute mess. It really is. Like, it's a mess. And the only thing that matters is keeping Messi. If you have to go another year with Koeman, like, that sucks. That would actually be... Oh, gosh. I really hope he's gone because, frankly, I cannot talk about this for another year. I need like 6 months. The first 6 months of a manager being there, you can still say, or at Barcelona especially, you can still kind of give the whole, and I gave this spiel with Koeman plenty of times. Like, listen, he's still settling into things. He's still trying to figure out the best lineups that work for him, the best tactics, blah, 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 blah. And you can kind of go through that whole thing. But by the end of this season, it was just exhausting. It was like, and now this part's exhausting. And the same thing's happened with previous managers. Like Kike, like it was just all, yeah, I'm sick of it. So I hope he goes, and I hope he enjoyed his year at Barcelona. Other things, Arsenal and Everton are reportedly interested in Philippe Coutinho. Cool. The Coutinho thing still sucks and is sad. Like, he was starting to have a decent year at the start of the year. It seemed like the year Bayern helped him, and then he gets hurt again. It's just like, you just gotta cut ties. UEFA have opened up proceedings against Barcelona, Juventus, and Real Madrid. Hilarious, the teams in the Super League. The statement was released from UEFA following an investigation conducted by the UEFA Ethics and Disciplinary Inspectors, LOL, in connection with the so-called Super League project. Disciplinary proceedings have been opened against Real Madrid, Barcelona, and Juventus for a potential violation of UEFA's legal framework. Further information will be made available in due course. I don't really... Like, these three teams still think it's absolutely necessary. Like, the bottom line is these teams are struggling for money. That's what I do think the Antonio Conte and Inter coming to some sort of mutual agreement for him to leave is ironic, because Inter pulled out of the Super League, but of all the clubs who could use a crap ton of money right now, it's Inter Milan. They just won the Scudetto and they're letting go of their manager because they're going to have to cut costs. And like, you can group them in with Barcelona and other teams that need money. I do think it's funny too. Like, think about the seasons that Barcelona, Juve, and Real all had. Like, incredible disappointments, all of them. And then, like, in some good news, this week there's supposed to be 3 to 4 signings, maybe more. We're looking at Eric Garcia and Aguero are pretty much, like, that's for sure happening. Emerson Royal from Betis, that's probably happening. And then Depay and Wijnaldum are, like, the two likely probably happening, but there's not as close as the Garcia and Aguero signings. I don't have anything good to say about any of these. Like, they're all okay. It doesn't change Barcelona's trajectory, in my opinion. This is like it's like a slight talent upgrade, but it's still, the problem is still like the tactical element. And until they get their managerial situation sorted out, that's not going to get any more consistent. There's not going to be any more confidence from a player level and from a fan level. It's just not great. There's not a ton really going on. I mean, the next bit of news we're waiting for is obviously whether or not Messi re-signs. Like, it's looking like he's probably going to, which is great. That's like, we've talked about this over and over again. Like, the biggest thing for Barcelona this summer was making sure that you didn't lose Lionel Messi. And it seems like even though they've bungled this season, they haven't bungled it so bad that Messi isn't going to want to stay at the club, at least for a couple more years, and make something hopefully positive happen. So that's all I got. I hope you all have a good week. I hope that you enjoy the Champions League, watching our future lead striker, Sergio Aguero. It's going to be great. Everyone, stay safe. Tell someone you love them, and I'll talk to you next week.